You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with French President Emmanuel Macron and UK Premier Rishi Sunak on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal took to X, stating that Modi and Macron discussed ways to strengthen partnerships in different areas, including defence, nuclear, space, climate action and education. Both Modi and Rishi Sunak are believed to have discussed bilateral relations and issues of common interests. In a major breakthrough in the murder case of a man in which a popular Kannada actor Darshan Thugudipa, his girlfriend Pavitra Govda, and 11 others are accused, the driver, identified as Ravi who had taken Renuka Swami, whose body was found later, reportedly surrendered before the deputy superintendent of police's office in Chitradurga in Karnataka on Thursday night. A mass shooting has occurred inside a nightclub in Ohio, claiming lives of at least 2 people and injuring 2 others. Local news source 10TV stated that the altercation started on Friday morning at the Avlo Dance Club in downtown Columbus. According to Assistant Chief of Police Greg Bodka, one male person, whose identity is yet to be revealed, was pronounced dead at the scene. Veteran Bangladesh all-rounder Shakib Al Hasan on Friday responded to the criticism from former India cricketer Virender Sehwag after leading the Asian side to a 25-run win against the Netherlands at the Ernoz Vale Ground, Kingstown, in St. Vincent. Sehwag lashed out at the senior cricketer, saying that Shakib should be ashamed of his performance and rather retire from the sport. Shakib responded to the question sharply, saying that a player's responsibility is not to respond to criticism. Global star Shakira has moved on from her split from footballer Gerard Pike, but she has not forgotten the pain she endured during the process. In a recent interview, the singer said the breakup led to an emotional turmoil, impacting her greatly. The singer, who is on a healing journey now, talked about her personal life in an interview to Rolling Stone, 2 years after the highly publicized breakup. The Grammy-winning artist said, "The suffering I felt was probably the greatest I had ever experienced in my entire life, and it kept me from functioning at times."
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.